Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have to take a quick right turn. Me in the other studio, something about the Rain Man got brought up, the movie The Rain Man, where one of my favorite scenes is where Tom Cruise is losing it, and Dustin Hoffman's on the porch, and he's like, if my brother doesn't get in there, he's going to throw a fit right here on your porch. And he's saying, you know, plaintiffs, bailiffs, you had it all. I mentioned it. As I walk back in, now we brought this up at the very beginning of the show. You cried yesterday watching Patch Adams in the middle of the day. Yes. And immediately you turned to me and said, I saw that again a couple of weeks ago. And I said, did you cry?
Rain Man. Went,
actually, yeah, I started to watch Rain Man and started to cry a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Rain Man is a Best Picture winner. Dustin Hoffman was Best Actor.
Dustin Hoffman is a wonderful actor.
I mean, really,
you can't not say enough about
the director won Best Director. They got the Academy for Best Original Screenplay. What I'm getting at is, it was a really good movie. It was really well done. And that's another movie that is trying to, you know, tug at your emotions. And my argument was, Kenny is not watching movies having any emotions. And I don't think you're watching movies the right way then. You're either doing too much.
I watch movies wrong now, kid.
Yes.
You see this.
You're either distracted or you have some psychological things I think you need to, because we started out the show with Ken saying, I might need to see somebody. And I said, no, you're suppressing emotion.
Folks, let's just paint a picture here. Lima is, he just celebrated his 38th birthday last week.
This is where Kenny talks down to me about the life that I live.
I'm just pointing out, you're a single man who lives alone. You have no prospects of marriage or a girlfriend for that matter. It's the middle of the day on a Monday, and you're sitting at home alone crying watching Patch Adams.
Yes, a very emotional movie with great performances. Robin Williams was terrific.
Robin Williams is terrific. I'm not saying
and
anything
Philip
bad
Hoffman
about that movie.
Was excellent, too, as his roommate.
Gone too soon, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Mm-hmm. Let's be serious about that. I don't find myself crying over movies the way you do, and certainly not in the middle of the day on a Monday.
See, I'm all in. When I watch a movie...
Kid was right. Cats are the next step.
I put the phone away.
That will complete the Lima motif.
I'm not getting cats. I'm gone too much. I can't do that. But it would be unfair to the pets. I watch movies a certain way. I put the phone away. Then the room is very dark, so imagine that in the middle of the day. While the sun's out, I have the drapes pulled.
That makes it even better.
And that's how I watch a movie. See, I think this is what's wrong with how a lot of people are consuming media these days. They're consuming media by having their phone on, they're checking their iPad, they're not even catching all the dialogue, they're missing all the parts of the movie, they're then going back on their DVR or rewinding and going forward. And it's the same problem I have with the way people watch comedy is that they put a comedy special on at 10 o'clock at night while they're falling asleep and they go, that wasn't that funny. Man, Louis C.K. wasn't that funny. No, he's hilarious.
Well, that's an interesting name to bring up.
He's one of the best comedians that there are out there. Weird hilarious. That I would bring up a funny comedian.
Lovely.
When I'm talking about comedians. Okay, fine. Dave Chappelle.
There you go.
But either way, I think you are not. I think this is the problem with how people are consuming media today. They're not doing it the right way.
I'm just pointing out that I think you cry watching too many movies. I think you cry too many times while watching movies. I think your penchant for crying is a little too high.
So why do
while
you
you're
think
watching
during
it's
a movie
a little
there
odd
is a
to me.
Score?
It's a little
why
odd.
Why do you think there's careful
obviously
editing?
to get an emotional response out of
so
you?
So if you're never having
but
an emotion watching
out,
a movie, isn't that more on you?
If you're a relatively stable emotional person, I don't think you're crying at the amount of movies that you've cried at. You seem to cry a lot at movies.
I think I cry when you're supposed to cry.
Almost all movies. Yeah, but I know they want to elicit that response, but I don't think they're sitting there competing
like an applause
with all
sign
the other movies.
Says cry.
There's a reason that they follow a similar formula to movies. There's a reason there's a five-act play.
I don't remember the I'm an emotional person. I'm not void of emotion.
Sure, sounds like it.
I am an emotional. Am I not? I get upset with you guys all the time. I'm an emotional boy. I don't cry at movies. I don't. And the stuff that they do, like the stuff, I know they're trying to make me cry, and I just laugh. I just think it's hilarious. You get that music going and all that stuff, and I'm supposed to cry. And I just go, yeah, you're trying to make me cry, and I just laugh at him. It's stupid. We had the guy who called up today Who? What dog movie did he take it to? One of the million dogs.
A dog's life.
He said he started crying. I'm going, that's your fault. You took yourself mm-hmm. and you took your kid to a dog movie. When you take yourself to dog movies, you need to understand, dog's going to die, and it's there to make you cry.
All right, so when you see on social media, this is an interesting discussion, and I'm curious, because every day there is a new video of somebody coming back, a military veteran or someone in the Armed Forces.
Now, that's emotional.
That comes back.
That's emotional.
Okay, am I allowed to cry then?
Of course. Anthony, my God.
Of course.
These are real life scenarios.
No, I don't know.
These are real. But you're not.
That's the thing.
This is what you do. You take something that's basically innocuous, you take it to its upteenth degree.
No, this is
a real homecoming here. Of course you can cry.
The point of a movie is suspending belief. You have to go in and watch that movie and try to act like it's real life. That's the whole point. If you didn't, what's the point of ever going to a movie? That's the whole point. Do I think Star Wars really happened? No, but you know what? I watched
it was
the movie
a long time ago.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you don't know
in
about
the galaxy
that.
Galaxy far, far away.
Far away.
It was.
You have no idea what's going on the other side.
You shut up. You don't.
I know. I don't. I love doing it to you. Okay. I you can cry, I think, a little bit, but you seem to cry at every movie you see. Every movie you seem to cry at.
A lot of them, yes.
Like, I think you could watch Hot Shots Part 2 and you would find a reason to cry anymore.
Some funny parts in that movie.
Well, there's one of the greatest scenes of all time when they tell father and son tell each other they loved each other in Wall Street.
All right, what about Ghost?
I didn't laugh.
Unchained
at Ghost.
Melody. No,
I didn't cry at Ghost. I laughed at Ghost. I laughed at Ghost.
I just think you're incapable. But what you're telling me is you're just incapable of having emotions during a movie because you are.
You're telling me
you're not giving any believability.
That's what he's telling you.
I can't shut that off because you're telling me the Swayze train. The Swayze train's been murdered. He can go do anything in the world. He's got to go back to her. He's really that much in love. Get out of here. A guy who looks like Patrick Swayze,
Somebody brought up My Girl at
the end. Tight t-shirt.
At the end of My Girl.
What, when Macaulay Culkin passes away? I didn't cry at that.
Wow.
That didn't cry.
I think of the two people who need to see somebody, you might be the one.
He dies because of the bees, right?
Yeah,
bees get him.
You are suppressing every human emotion you could possibly have.
I brought up Toy Story. Someone got mad at me. As I said in Toy Story 3, I thought it was ridiculous. 18-year-old boy getting ready to go off to college. You're having a conversation, a tearful goodbye with toys. If you are that connected to your toys, hold on to your toys. We found out Toy Story 2? Woody's worth $1 million. What are you doing getting rid of your toys? And kid was right, or kid agreed with me. You see some 18-year-old out on your front lawn giving away toys and having tearful goodbyes out of your box. Are you not going back in and getting your gun, Kenny? Thank you very much.
It's a little creepy.
I'm supposed to get to Kenny in Cleveland. Kenny, you're next up on the Fan.
How are you?
Kenny, we're doing well. Go right on ahead. Hello?
Notebook. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I saw The Notebook. That was stupid. The end of that movie was ridiculous.
Why do you say that?
People don't die holding hands. What are you doing? This isn't Titanic.
They kind of did in Titanic, I was going to say.
They found several skeletons.
Kenny, I mean, you understand. People don't die next to each other like that. It's not a bad movie. I don't hate that movie. I'm not trying to be Mr. Macho over here. It's a fine movie. I just thought the end of that movie was absolutely ridiculous. People don't die next to each other like that, no. What happens is he passes away, and she starts dating another man about 3 months later.
All right, I have...
Thank you very much.
I have the movie that I think this is the real test. Maybe some of these others, you're right, maybe they weren't worthy of shedding tears. Ryan's Song. Every man admits he cried watching that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Is James Caan in that movie? Yeah. I saw the made-for-TV version first.
No.
Is that like Sophie's Choice?
I know. No. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why you're upset. I saw the ABC made-for-TV version of Ryan's Song first, and then I saw Ryan's Song, and it kind of ruined Ryan's Song for me. I'm sorry.
That's a real hard one not to cry. I'm telling you, the first time I saw it, I don't even want to watch it again because it was that way.
I know a movie I cried at. I'll tell you after Cody and O'Leary. I know the one movie I cried at. I'm just going to get made fun of. Cody and Illyria, you're next up on the Fan.
Listen, man, you guys took it too far with Toy Story, all right? I've got to draw the line there. Andy crying with the toys was not for Andy. It was for all of the fans and embodied all of the people that grew up with Toy Story and were now getting a little too old and passing it on to their kids.
That is the dumbest synopsis I've
no,
ever
that's
heard.
Not, that's not horrible. I got to tell that you, for Cody, stupid. That's not bad. That's not bad.
That was dumb.
Cody, I thought I did think it was funny you kicked him in the chin. However, I still thought that was
stupid.
Wait a minute. No, now a movie interpretation is open. I don't think you can just do that.
I did just do that.
Technically, you did. But I don't think it was right because I think Cody's interpretation of it, I think that was a pretty good interpretation of it. It could have been the way we all were because that was supposed to be the end of the franchise. Of course, it wasn't, supposed to be. Christian in Akron. Christian, you're next up on the fan. I'll tell you the movie, I promise. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, guys, you guys are talking about, like, Lima being lonely because he's crying during movies, or should we be scared that Lima is, like, 5 minutes from becoming, like, Robin Williams in 1 hour photo?
That's funny. I'll give him that one.
For a second, I was about to jump, and then I went, okay, 1 hour photo is a great movie.
Pictures now. It's a great movie.
At least it's not 8mm.
That's a great movie.
Have to go that way.
Thank you very much.
Whoopty Hell on Twitter says, almost cried watching the Cleveland 30 for 30, a big swing in emotions.
I never watched it.
Oh, that's right.
I'm friends with the guy who made it. I didn't even watch it.
Josh Kamir. So basically, Ken Carmen, you're a sociopath, void of human emotion.
No, I'll tell you a movie I cried at.
Sports Boy
Tony. I'll tell you a movie I cried at. I'm a sociopath. Mm-hmm. It's a little strong, don't you think? Jeez. You're comparing me to Ted Bundy.
Are you going
to
cry over it?
I might cry over being called a sociopath. However, I will not cry at the end of Rudy. Tim, the Browns backer, you're next up in the fan.
Hey, Anthony. I got a movie for you. As a kid, did you ever see Howard the Duck?
I did.
Well, you don't want your life to end up like the story of Howard the Duck, do you?
You know, at this point, anything is possible, as the great Kevin Garnett would say.
Thank you,
Lakers,
Tim.
Man.
He says go Lakers before we hang up on him.
Tangus on Twitter points out a very important movie.
What?
Tangus, I cried in She's Too Young when Hannah got syphilis.
You got to do it, yeah. Yeah, it's worth it. Good job.
That was a tearjerker.
Marcia Gay Harden made that a tour de force.
Hunkura, you didn't cry, Ken, when Sonny Weaver traded Jacksonville 3 second-round picks to move back up to the first round, you soulless shill.
Bob in Bayville, it's your next up on the fan.
You know that part when Lou Brown leads the boys out, they really all say you're ready at Major League right before the big game against the Yankees, and the crowd just erupts and that music plays. You kidding me? That's magical.
I don't cry. I got really emotionally. I do get emotionally charged over that. I do when there's that silence and then they play the and then the camera goes over Old Municipal. That's a chilling scene. I'll give you that, Bob. Bob, thank you very much for the call. That's a really good scene. I know the last movie I cried at the end of. It was Barry Pepper in 3.
Wait, what? That's the one?
The Dale Earnhardt biopic.
That was the one.
That hit close to home. I get that.
I just love Dale Earnhardt so much. I'm not, and people are going to think I'm not joking.
Oh,
I had
no,
to leave
he's being
room.
Dead serious.
I had to leave the room. And it's at the end of the movie, and they go through Dale's life. Obviously, have you ever seen 3, Kenny?
No. I did hear that it took a right turn like halfway through the movie.
You get out of the studio too. I love Dale Earnhardt, and at the end of that movie, like because they don't show it, but it, like he gets behind the wheel of the car, and then it fades to white. And there, I think it was emotional for me. That's all. I did cry at the end of that movie. I'm actually starting to get emotional.
Sean K. I knew finally something. There's something in there.
Stop. I can't look at anybody right now.
Sean K. says Ken Carmen might be a serial killer, while Sportsboy Tony might be in the control group for testosterone pills. So we're just now getting shots from across, from everybody. That's good. You all right over there?
Yeah.
Holy crap, we found it. Does Lizzie know about this?
She knows I love Dale.
He's clearing his throat.
Take the calls.
Okay, let's go to Lucas in Atlanta while Ken takes a moment to gather himself. Go ahead, Lucas.
Hey, how's it going? Okay, I got one movie for you that I cried for. The first movie I ever cried about. 1998, Magic Johnson Theater, The Sixth Man. When his brother, he had to say to his goodbye to his dead brother for the last time after they won the championship with his ghost.
What the hell?
I'm looking at the poster to The Sixth Man right now. Okay.
I didn't think that that segment would take the turn that it did.
That one had Marlon Wayans and Kadeem Hardis in it.
That poster is terrific.
The ghost is trying to grab by the jersey.
Explain the jersey. He's the sixth man. Explain it.
He's come off the bench to help him.
So basically, it was ghost basketball, is what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah.
That was The Sixth Man.
Ooh. All right, the plot.
I didn't think I would start crying during that segment. That one got
Ken
me.
Did. We finally found it. I'm glad we got to the
bottom. I love
Dale,
okay? I love Dale Earnhardt. That Dale Earnhardt, the love of Dale, the love of three was a thing that my father and I have shared, okay? And now that NASCAR sucks and Dale's dead, it ain't any better, okay? I idolize Dale, all right? Fine, you got me. That was the last movie. That might be the only movie I cried at the end of.
Well, until they do the sequel.
There's going to be Dale Returns?
No, about his son and his...
That's called Michael Myers.
Go ahead. John in Fort Myers, next up.
Yeah, so you guys are talking about the movie still, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so the fan, when Robert De Niro's on the mound and he's throwing that pitch to Wesley Snipes and, you know, he's got everybody watching him and the cops surround him with guns. You guys didn't get sad with that one?
No. No, I didn't.
No, the only crying...
Stop bringing up terrible movies and asking if we cried at them now.
The only crying Wesley Snipes did was when the...
You people are animals.
When the IRS put down his door. Will, one last one. Will, go ahead.
Look, I don't cry anymore because I've seen it so many times, but you've got to be made of ice if you don't cry when Kevin Costner plays catch with his dead father.
Oh, thank you for bringing this up.
Here we go.
Will, if I ever see you, I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm going to hug you. Thank you for bringing this up.
Here it comes.
You want to talk about a deadbeat father? Hey, Dad, how long were you playing catch? How long were you playing catcher with all the other ghosts out there, by the way? That was a fantastic ending to that movie. So you're telling me old deadbeat John Kinsella, all of a sudden at the end, now he wants to play catch with Kevin Costner, realized he wanted to jump in on that whole ghost thing once he found out that it was actually going to be profitable. But when the house and farm were going under, John Kinsella had no problem walking out into the corn going, not my problem, over my son, had no problem whatsoever, Will. That whole movie, now I love Field of Dreams, but that whole movie has plot holes throughout the entire thing. Terrence Mann used to have sit-ins. We're going to talk about the 1919 White Sox and baseball fixing America with the eight men out during a time when black players couldn't play. Get out of here with that garbage. My God. And by the way, how big is a baseball field? How big is a baseball field? How big?
Pretty big.
Couple acres?
Well, they all differ, Ken.
How many acres did Kevin Costner have where he's going to lose his entire farm building a baseball field out of it? Jeff, answer the question.
I don't listen to the show.
Thank you.
By the way, one last note.
Lord.
Bill G. That call was almost a plant.
I wish it was.
Bill G. I tried watching the Earnhardt movie, but I hit an emotional wall.
There you go. People are horrible.
There you go.
You non-NASCAR fans. You guys sit there and only take left turns. I told you, you could take a right. I just wouldn't condone such a matter. Coming up next, Josh McCown's retired. We're going to start crying over that. He might be the best of the lost era. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lime on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.